So the one president that fears Trump the most is President Zelensky. And so isn't President Biden. But Zelensky's the most because he would get to have his hand get caught in the cookie jar as far as Burisma, the $10 million that Hunter got, and so on and so forth. The funny thing is that now everybody wants to talk about Article 25. Where that was the article I've been trying to dredge out of my brain, but I could never come up with it. So Article 25 of the impeachment clause. Now everybody wants to talk about it. And I just have to reiterate real quick is that you don't think Carmelo was thinking this years ago? On that fateful day of Jan 6th, when the pipe bomb was fucking placed, and nobody knows why, and all the comms are erased, and everything, and you're telling me Kamala would have never thought about being, you know, using Article 25 to impeach her boss, to assume the presidency. Now everybody's saying, oh, well, she's going to do it now. No, she's not. She's never going to do it. Because if she was going to do it, she would have already done did it. But she was scared, and she was put, and she was told, this is as far as you're going to go. You're going to be the vice president. That's it, and that's all. You're not going to go with Article 25, because, of course, that's a route that you could take, but that's not the route you're taking now. And she could have did that years ago, but they laid that pipe bomb down to keep her in check. So it's just, I just find it ironic how everybody now wants to talk about the impeachment and Article 25, and they think that now she's gonna, like this is some brand new fucking fact that just came out that we knew that Biden was not fit to be president. We all know this, and some people just don't want to admit it. And you're telling me Carmella is just coming to this wisdom now? Are you shitting me? She knew exactly how bad he was, and it was only going to get worse. So she probably said, okay, I'm going to wait a year, year and a half, and then I'm going to pull this trigger on this Article 25 shit. Okay? But she doesn't. Why? Because of the pipe bomb that was planted at the DNC and at the RNC. That's why Carmella was still at the DNC when she should have been at the Capitol on the biggest day of her life. That's the reason why we don't hear nothing about this heroic man that saved the day. That just saved the president, the vice president of the United States. The first black vice president of the United States. And especially she's a female. So you're telling me he doesn't want to take a fucking victory lap? And nor does the Secret Service or the FBI want to look like, oh yeah, we're right on top of it, we're precision made, we're fucking the best of the best. Do you know what I mean? We have to be right every day, that we can't be wrong. You know what I mean? So it's like, why don't we hear from that? Oh, well, let's hear from the comms. Can't find those. Those are erased. Are you serious? Yes. Gone. Oh. Well, maybe there's a congressman or a congresswoman that might want to talk to him. Sure. Because he's an ex-Capitol police officer. Or he is a Capitol police officer. Okay. So they're told, do one more sweep. Well, we already swept it like three times. Yeah, do one more sweep. Okay, so they do one more sweep. This guy finds it. Do you know what I mean? The area was already sweep, but that's how it got placed. So there was overlaps, and then they said. So then somebody higher up said, "Hey, we need to sweep this area one more time. Let's just make sure go through it because of the shit that's happened at the Capitol." You know what I mean? So the feds or the Secret Service used what was going on at the Capitol to keep Carmella placed there. So she wouldn't, you know, things wouldn't get arise too much, and maybe her detail wouldn't get spooked, and, you know, and say, hey, like, she can't be here. So, while that's going on at the Capitol, she's there at the DNC, and then mysteriously, at 1 o'clock, fucking the bomb gets found. So the bomb gets found, and during that time when before it got found, is that they were telling Kamala, listen, this is what's going on. You know what I mean? I know you understand, you see Joe, and da 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 da, and you know, I'm pretty sure you have a you know, you're very motivated individual. We know that. And we know that it would be easy for you to implement Article 25 and impeach Joe, because Joe is a fucking rotten bag of bones. Me and you and all, everybody knows it. But we gotta keep this idiot fucking propped up. So, this is what it is. Either this bomb can go off, or it doesn't have to go off. It's all up to you, Kamala. Vice President is as far as you're gonna go. You play your cards right, you might be a CEO of some, you know, Fortune 500 company, get a golden parachute, you know what I mean? When you're all said and done, you walk out $100 million. You walk out of here $100 million, golden parachute, okay? Or you can go run for Senator of California, we'll bag you there, but you're never going to be President of the United States. That is one thing you have to get under, understand and under control. And she obliged, and that was that. That is the whole reason why that bomb was placed. Now they're gonna say, "Well, why was the other place bomb placed at the Iron Sea?" Because they had to. It would look too. It would look too suspicious. They had to do two of them. Or because here's the deal: everybody that was at the Capitol that day was everybody that could change power under a 25th Amendment. Do you know what I mean? Pelosi was there. The majority whips were there. The fucking, you know, a couple congressmen are there. So you have everybody there at the Capitol to execute the 25th Amendment. So I'm wondering if, like, did maybe Kamala have it up her sleeve that she was going to do it probably on that day and shake shit up? Because whatever, you know, like I said, Dan Bongino's theory of that, oh well, they were gonna let those go off if the crowd didn't get too excited, if the crowd didn't get excited enough, they were gonna use those bombs. Well, it got excited enough. Why wouldn't they just let the bombs off and make it look more like a fucking insurrection? Like I don't get it. So you know what I mean? Like that would have sewn up any chance. Second chance of Trump getting into office. So I can't understand why Dan Bongino believes it was a way to frame MAGA people for what? It's not the people that they got to worry about. It's actually Trump. So if you would have, you know what I mean? But that would have been too much. It would have been too much because once the investigation got launched, they know they would have had to had everybody in on this thing, and this was a small operation. Because this operation wasn't meant for Trump, it wasn't meant for anybody else but Kamala. All right, so that's the reason why that they didn't use it, because it makes no sense. Why not let them go off? Holy shit! Now there's bombs. Holy fuck! You could have gave the friggin' guy, the Proud Boy leader guy, you could have gave him the fucking chamber, for Christ's sakes, if those bombs went off. It makes no sense. Not why not? Why let a good crisis go to waste? Do you know what I mean? Because they know the investigation into those two pipe bombs would have led into, oh, well, we found calm communications between this and that erased. We found that fucking, there was a fucking one last sweep at around this time, and they found this bomb over here. Well, why did they find that bomb at the RNC? I don't know. Well, somebody's going to figure out, well, that was placed after the sweep was conducted, and so that would only lead that somebody knew exactly how we operate, and then that would lead to it's an inside fucking job. Okay, so now you got a bigger conspiracy. So they couldn't use it for the MAGA people. I don't understand why Dan doesn't understand that. They couldn't use it for the MAGA people because it wasn't meant for the MAGA people. Because if it was, they would have let them off. It would have been a bigger fucking thing. Trump would have never had another chance to get back into office. Why waste that opportunity? Why waste that opportunity? Would you waste that opportunity? No, you wouldn't. So it makes no fucking sense. that those bombs were placed there to frame MAGA people. Those bombs were placed there to let fucking Carmella know that they could get her and she is not going to go and do the 25th Amendment. So now with all this talk about the 25th Amendment, watch how fast Carmella goes right to the backing of Joe Biden. And what'd she do right after the fucking report? Went right for the backing of Joe Biden. Okay? That's because 3 years ago, on January 6th, they told her, you are going to back him foot, you know, you're going to back him foot to mouth. And you're going to fucking give him every, you're going to say every beautiful, eloquent thing about him. He's a good boss. He's sharp. Da, 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 da. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. And you're going to do it right after the fucking report of him getting found of what you knew 3 years ago. So they talk about eating her fucking shit. Here's a big old fucking fat shit sandwich for you, Kamala, where you can fucking sit there and fucking and talk up the president that you know is a bag of bones, is an idiot, and you could have enacted the 25th Amendment 3 years ago, but now, 4 years later, you're still picking up his shit and you're talking good about him, knowing that you could have friggin' sidelined him, but you didn't because the fucking government had you right by the short ears. Do you get what I'm saying? I mean, does that make any sense that I'd lose anybody there? Like, that does tell me there's another other reason for why those pipe bombs were there. Tell me there's another reason why they erased the comms. Erasing a comm on pipe bomb shit on a hero? Are you shitting me? That's treasonous. That's treasonous acts. Do you know what I mean? And the only way they might have been able to erase those comms and got away with it is say, okay, well, we had the comms going while we had the local PD there and we were talking to them and da-da-da-da-da. So that's the reason why we had to erase them, so they couldn't understand how we use our tactics too. So it was more like leave no trail. So, but that I highly doubt. It's all bullshit. Carmella knows. You're telling me this is a lady. She was a DA. She was fucking locking up anything that she could in California. Now you're telling me that she didn't want to assume presidency? Come on, man. Come on. Come on. That's the reason why that pipe bomb. And that's the reason Dan doesn't want to. Somebody call up Dan. Somebody call up Howie or Bannon or somebody and put this theory forth, and they'll totally dismiss it as if nothing like that could ever happen. Oh, that only happens in the movies, kid. Yeah, bullshit, bull fucking shit, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. If I wanted to, because the laws are the laws. If I fucking did what I, if she pulled the trigger, watch how fast she would have got taken out. And that's the reason why she didn't do it. And that's the reason why she still don't do it. And that's the reason why she fucking backs him. What do you do? Well, she can always run after Joe. You think she's got that much fucking support? You're out of your fucking mind. Nikki Haley would wash the fucking floors with her. She's got about enough support as Dean fucking Phillips. Are you kidding me? The frig out of here. That was a straight message. That was a message if I ever seen one. And then you say, well, where's the congressman and where's the congressman? They go fucking talk to him. They can't. They won't let him talk to the guy that found the bomb.
What?
Yeah, they won't let him talk to him. They won't let him talk to him. That's fucking crazy. Yep. Don't let him talk to him. So this way here, you can't understand. You can't talk to him. So that's that. But I'm sure 5 years later, when this whole shit gets deaded, and I hope to God if Trump was in office, and this is and see, these are the reasons. These little things are why I like Trump, because he would get to the bottom of that. Do you know what I mean? Like it is actual some kind of transparency. You know, whatever. Like, and I know I said in the earlier podcast, it's just certain. You know, you just things you don't like about people. I don't give a care about one way or another. But something like that, he would maybe get to the bottom of it. But that's what we lack is a high percentage of people getting to the bottom of things, letting us know how it went, if it was somebody on the inside, and actually giving us a peek behind Oz's curtain. Do you know what I mean? For the people, by the people. It's we, the people. So if I want to know something about something, I should have that right. I should be able to call up a hotline. It should be a line I should have. Every American should have. Every taxpaying American that has an EIV number should have a number and say, listen, if there's a question that you want, you call this number. You leave a message and somebody will get back to you in a timely fashion. Because, again, you're a taxpaying citizen. We work for you. So somebody will get back to you. It's like us being our own little bosses when we want to know something about the fucking government and we get what we want. The answers that we need. Do you know what I mean? It's just flabbergasting. And I know there's some people that'll laugh and say, oh, this kid's just figuring it out. I knew it all along. It's just, it's really sucks when you know that, like, the perversion and the conversion, the diversion that they can do into this country, like what the AOC did. They got their squad, their radical Democrats in there, and then the MAGA said, shit, we got to do exactly what they did. So once Trump came in, they said, okay, now we get the support of this guy, and we start fucking voting in people that we need to. So the first 2 years that Trump was that first cycle of governors and whatnot, got in MAGA people. And then the following year, they got in more MAGA people. And they might have acted like they were just, you know, good old-fashioned Republicans, GOP, you know, Republicans, until the day of the dog. And then they showed their true colors. So this is what looks like is going on. There's this subversion of fucking people getting into the government. And you can put this under any end. You can put this under a conspiracy umbrella of whether it be neo-Nazis, whether it be this or that. But it's happening, and it's happening through both parties because you can't do one without the other. It takes two to tango in this system. One system can't just pull all the levers because there's checks and balances that the forefathers put forth. So they have to use this as a house divided cannot survive. Why is it that we have a fucking divided house? Why not just one house on the common sense? You know what I mean? Because, oh, that's too easy. Because that won't help us pass our goals and our agendas that we want. Do you know what I mean? Well, what kind of goals and agendas do you want? Complete and utter control and domination. That's what we want. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you can fucking see that for sure. You can see that for sure. Because I don't give a shit if you're a doctor making $190,000. You should be making more money than that. Do you know what I mean? And anybody making $90,000 should be making $290,000. So I'm not just saying it's just the rich. I'm saying the rich should be richer. And then the poor should be as rich as the richer. Do you know what I mean? So it's this even keel. And I'm not talking about socialism. I'm just talking about, you know, if there wasn't so much complete and utter annihilation, domination, and complete fucking control embedded in the brains of these people, we might all have a fucking beautiful utopia, as if everybody wants. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if you take the smallest thing, you take a private school, right? They all wear uniforms. What's that erase? That erases all the keeping up with the Joneses. It takes away fucking class. It takes away this. It takes away that. The only thing you have to go on is your white little pearly teeth and how good you can comb your fucking hair. That's about it. Okay? And shiny shoes. And what's that equivalent to? Personal hygiene and self-care and responsibility. Right? Self-responsibility. So that's a very good thing. Do you know what I mean? Now, if you did that, take that in times, multiply that by 1,000 times and did it in a financial way where everybody's in the same financial bracket, you would totally erase class warfare. So, you know, there wouldn't be nobody getting ahead. There wouldn't be going below. It's a complete plateau. Because how much is enough money? How much is enough money? You know what I mean? I mean, how much is enough money? Literally, ask yourself, how much is enough money for you to live the lifestyle? Well, Wayne, I might grab another lifestyle out of that. Okay, so let's just say, what, 100 million each American? You know what I mean? Each American should have a fucking $1 million by the time they're 30 years old. Do you know what I mean? A complete certified millionaire. You would have, you know, it's just crazy. I'm not even getting on that type of thing because what it's going to look like is look like I'm boo-hooing. I'm not boo-hooing. I'm just showing you that if we had different type of mindsets in this country, we would, everybody would have a, just a tad bit better life, and we wouldn't have to worry about things like, oh, we, let me not walk down that street, because down that street, there's only people that make fucking a max of $65,000. I make fucking a max of $150,000. So when I go down there in my car, which I think is regular, they're gonna look at me like I'm a fucking piece of fucking prime rib, right? So, oh, let me cross the street so that I don't get mugged. You wouldn't have crime like that. You wouldn't have crime like that. That's a one-off. I mean, that's not a one-off. That's a one-for-one. Like, what the fuck? You're telling me you would have crime? You're telling me somebody would say, oh, I want to rob that person for the purse. You have the ability to buy that same freaking purse. And you would have, you know, of course you would have to put some mechanisms in where you couldn't fucking, you know, you couldn't spend at certain rates and stuff like that. But if you were allotted a certain amount of money a month, right, and you got rid of these, you would get rid of class warfare right away. Because then you could go to work, because then there'd be people that would fly through the money, you know, because then you would, you know, and you would have to get rid of gambling. There wouldn't be no reason for people to gamble, because why would they need to get rich? They already have money. Okay, so you can erase that. There's a lot of things that tailor off on the daisy chain from this one fucking root of evil, and that's money. But you could take the root of evil and make it the fucking root of a garden of fucking of the new Garden of Eden by saying, okay, well, you know what? This doll I'm just gonna rip in half. You know. I mean, you know, it's and then there goes a country in turmoil with Palestine and Israel, because the Rothschilds want to soak up, because they soaked up all the fucking money just because Maya knew something, knew that the British pound was sinking, and the timing. He took timing and knew that it was on his side, so he just waited, and he fucking sent the fucking a message saying, "Hey, the British lost the pound. The pound was dropping, Okay, so he sends out a false message, okay? Because I think he was like right in the area, so he says, "Hey, the British fucking lost, blah 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 blah," and so the pound went down, lost a lot of fucking value. What happened was is that the messenger finally gets back to London and says, we won. Well, in the meantime of that time, when everybody was letting go of their bonds of the fucking British pound, Maya was buying them up for dirt cheap. Okay? Mayor Rothschild was buying up for dirt cheap. So, when the fucking messenger guy returned, by that time, Maya bought up all the fucking dirt cheap funds of British pounds, and then the fucking thing skyrocketed. Okay? It's the classic pump and dump. But the thing was is that he knew information more than others. That the greed, the root of the devil was right there. He came in and fucking said, "I'm gonna take you, and you're gonna take this, and you're gonna," and he made the equivalent in 24 hours of $6 billion back then. So with inflation and all that, you add now the $6 billion that he made now, you're looking at probably like $6 trillion, just the inflation off that money alone that they made. So what he did is he had children, and then he taught the banking system to all five of his children and set them in all five points of Europe. Okay, and that's how the Rothschilds created the wealth, did what they had to do. I mean, the Rockefellers had to, I mean, just like the Rothschilds, they had to pay off the whole fucking state of France because the French or something like that were just dying, and they were like, these people are living in mansions, blah, 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 all this bullshit. So what happened was is the Rothschilds had to give money to the people and pretty much bought the people off to just stop gnawing at them. And so didn't the Rockefellers have to do the same thing. They had to literally give money to the people so they would get away from, because they were charging They were at the gates, charging the gates and trying to get to the family and say, hey, we need money. So, and they knew that the Rockefellers controlled all of it, so they had to actually literally pay the fucking citizens off or give it to the government, which gave stimulus packages to the people. So they literally just paid the people off enough to get the fuck away from them and stop coming at their door. And that's what happened. So money bought everything. And that one opportunity that Maya had and Maya Rothschild created the problem that we have today in Israel. So they had so much fucking money that now that they wanted a state, because they knew that they were smart. Jewish people felt that they were smart and they were, you know, like maybe God's children or something. I'm not going to go far down that road, but they maybe just felt a little bit more better than others. So they wanted to create a state. So they fucking, as they were supplying the British government for so long, when the British were fighting with I want to say the Indian government or I forget what other government they were fighting, but they were the Rothschilds were funding both sides, because they figured, hey, if we fund both sides, whatever side wins, they'll be indebted to us regardless. So when the British had won, or the British were at that low, spent through their last fucking dollars, they literally asked the Rothschilds to help them pay. So when they were loaning money to people, it was good. But when they started loaning money to governments, because the money that they made back then, you know, from that whole fucking $6 billion, and they were loaning money to the government on an extreme big fig. I mean, the figs must have had to been bigger than the fucking mafias. Do you know what I'm saying? So for like every fucking British pound they were getting, they were probably getting 10 back. Do you know what I mean? So when the British finally ended up winning, that's how the Rothschilds really started, you know, getting more control and equity as far as like in the British Parliament. You know, it's like, hey, I don't want money in return. I want just power now. I want to be in talks and the government. I want actually we need a state. Do you know what I mean? We want a state. We want to call it Israel. Oh, you do? Yeah. Where you want to do that? I want to do this in the state. I want to do it in a country called Palestine. Oh, okay. So and so there goes the Balfour Declaration, where, you know, the British government pretty much says, okay, fine, and they carved out a piece of land, and they called it the State of Israel. So you can't blame, I mean, and that is not me manipulating anything, that's just history, that's how it became to be, all right? Now, how it came to be, is it wrong? Of course it's wrong. That's all it has everything to do with wrong. Whether you're Jewish or not, if you can't see that that is wrong, then there's something wrong with you. Okay, I just can't come into your car and say I'm gonna carve out a piece of the back seat and say this is my seat, just because the Nissan company owes me a favor, so I can carve out every fucking piece of fucking little backseat of a Nissan and call it fucking Wayne Melanson's. You can't, right? Like, you wouldn't let nobody do that. You wouldn't let nobody carve a piece of your home or live in your backyard. Would you? I mean, you wouldn't, right? I mean, please tell me you wouldn't. So that's exactly what happened to the Palestinians. And people say, oh, well, they're bad people. Well, they got their shit just ripped from underneath them. And, you know, this has everything to do with religion, has everything to do with that, and how, you know, people that control the religion control the people. It was just, it's just how it went, if you, you know, and so that's exactly how Israel was created. So I don't care where you hear it from your school books or whatnot, it was that money that was needed to fight, to win a war when the Brits were in it, that's when they took advantage and they said, sure, we'll back you, and they backed the others, they hedged their bets, because they had enough money. And now they got Israel. And if you listen to that one opportunity where Rothschild's sitting with that guy that has his fucking little beanie on his head, right? Of course, it has to be one Jewish person won't talk to another Jewish person. It's just, he has to be Jewish. It won't talk to nobody other than, he has to be Jewish, okay? Like this, with the elites, they have to talk to another Jewish person. So it's like if BB won't just talk to anybody, he has to talk to another Jew, right? So and during that sit down with that guy in Lord Rothschild, you could see the letter Lord Rothschild, it's upon the Queen's Majesty that we, So they were really on his nuts. They owed him big. And they created Israel, and they gave him the Declaration, which is now the Balfour Declaration. And your school, I'm sure in academia they must paint it in some way that, Palestine was some ghost fucking country that didn't really exist, nobody really exists. There was so many wars and shit like that nobody knew what they were doing with that fucking land. So, the best thing the Israelis did was to take a piece of that land and acquire it and make it theirs, which I find totally horrid and repulsive, because you just stole somebody's freaking land when you just stole somebody's land, and